Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CL Educate Limited Q1FY19 earnings conference call. We have with us on the call today the management of CL Educate Limited, Mr. Sathya Narayanan, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Gautam Puri, CEO Consumer Business, Mr. Nikhil Mahajan, CEO Enterprise Business, and Mr. Sudhir Bhargava, CFO. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sathya Narayanan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Sathya here, and as already shared, I have GP, Nikhil, and Sudhir here with me. I'll take us through the presentation, which has been uploaded, and I am on. If you have reference, if you have that slide with you, I'll start with the key initiatives slide, which is slide number three in the sequence. Key initiatives is the title. I'm capturing on the slide quickly some of the important big rocks that we are focused on. The first one, as you can see, is about some of the changes internally that we have incorporated. Some of those we are incorporating, and this is called Parivartan 2018 on the slide. As you are aware, over the last 12 months, we have added four very large segments to our portfolio, including IAS, CA, GATE, and CS, in addition to the focus on some more areas of our tuitions and science tuitions preparation. In view of that, we have also undergone through some role changes wherein I have stepped in as the business CEO for Test Prep, and GP is now focused exclusively on the delivery, content, academics, faculty, which is the fulfillment part of the entire Test Prep. So what it's now doing for us is very sharply focused roles that we are playing. I focus on customer acquisition, sales, marketing, expansion, etc., and GP helps me in the fulfillment part of it. That's one significant change. So today, the consumer business update as well will be taken by me. Some part of corporate restructuring thoughts are underway at the board. We will share with you as we go along, but the whole idea is how do we simplify the structure? We have far too many entities, and how does it help in efficiencies of costs and reportings and all of that? That is something that will be underway for the next 9-12 months. Currently, we have eight or nine entities. We're seeing how we can reduce it to two. Those are some larger parts of the Parivartan 2018. The second pane in the same slide we're talking about, you see, when I look at now expansion of our core business over the next 12-18 months, we are focused on executing it using three-pronged strategy. One is we have the product portfolio. How do we broaden the distribution from the number of centers and number of cities perspective? Number two, I have highlighted it in the second D called delivery. And by delivery here, I mean the centralized delivery to which we are moving. If you look at our GATE, IAS, CA, and now we also began doing it for MBA and law, the whole idea is after having integrated Eton and having internalized the technology, how can we grow from about 1,500 students who were delivered through the centralized delivery model last year to about 3,000 students. That's the next significant shift that we wish to make. In this, we have night classes that happen directly into homes. We have the eat-in classes that happen into centers and into homes. And we also have the MBA and law programs now being delivered out of two or three locations where the marquee faculty is teaching, and not only the students from that very center are learning, but also students from multiple locations and multiple centers at each city location. That's the delivery part of our execution plan. Third is digital. There's a whole lot of action happening. I will refrain from going into the details of it, but it is a lot about are we keeping in step with the changes in policies. NEET has gone online, IIT JEE, and a whole lot of changes that are happening. So our delivery, testing, all of those models are trying to keep in step with the digital shifts that are happening. The pane 3 on the slide, if you look at it, is again about automation and technology. There is a beta that is happening of aspiration.ai. If you find time, you can just go. It is still at the customer beta stage. But here the idea is, how do we bring all of our products and services onto a single platform and enhance our customer acquisition efficacy, improve our marketing dollar productivity? Those are the things. Please take a look at it. It will give you some idea about what we are talking about. This one would be ready to go to market in about a couple of quarters, not immediately. Second is, within automation, a lot of stuff that are happening on using technology to automate HR, finance, marketing, and we are hoping to bring some of those to bear upon our cost efficiencies this year itself. The last within this slide is some of the opportunities that we are, these are all very core to our core segment. TechEap is a government funded, but inside the universities, campus recruitment training programs. We are one of the 5 approved vendors for the government colleges. This is not a government business. This is a business with the institutions. And this is about improving the placements and efficiencies, improving the placement records of colleges. That is TechEap. You can look up more of it on our website or online. CRT is campus recruitment training. Integrated solutions is for the institutions that we do under CL Media or Achendre. And the last is the FRM and NSC derivatives and CFAs. These kinds of programs are now becoming quite integral to the career plans of any BCom student or class 11th and 12th commerce students, or even students who are doing undergrad BBA or even MBAs at the IIMs and the top business schools. And as you would know, some of these are becoming almost an expectation from the employer for the true blue chip jobs in the finance sector in your own companies as well. So these are meaningful quick adjacencies for us that we are trying to add in this financial year. I am now moving 2 slides ahead into the financial performance. The title is Q1 FY19 Financial Summary. If you look at it, the highlights of this is, on a Y-on-Y basis for the Q1, our revenues from ops have gone up by about 19%, and EBITDA has shown a little bit of a healthy growth in this quarter. I'll cover a little bit of details in the subsequent couple of slides. And just to bring your attention to the bullet at the bottom of this screen, we had our Q1 board meeting yesterday, and the board has decided to announce an interim dividend of rupees 1 per share for the current financial year. I am moving to the next slide, which talks about segmental metrics. Not much to labor upon here. The consumer business is showing a 29.1% growth, enterprise is in 24.1% growth,
the details of which a little bit we will cover in the subsequent slides between me and Nikhil. I am now going to the operating performance slide of the consumer business, two slides ahead. Even this one is basically reiterating in a couple of top slides the growth in revenues and the results. The bottom part of the slide, most of the numbers are self-evident. Maybe I'll leave this and go to the next one to be able to explain some details to you. If you look at the consumer operating metrics, and I have highlighted a few bullets in circles, you know, few areas in circles, dotted circles. For example, the MBA volume growths have been about 9.5% in this quarter. However, owing to the change in the product mix, the average realization has been lower, while the overall billing has gone up by 2.6%. If I were to drill down and look at the basket, MBA basket a little bit deeper, on an average, the classroom pricing has gone up by about 2,000 rupees. That's about 5 to 7% increase depending upon which city we are talking about. But the mix of students who are taking programs online at home or the test series have grown, which are a lower priced products. Ideally, I would have liked to see, you know, along with the 9.5% growth in volume, I would have liked to see a similar percent, at least a 5% increase in pricing, which is what the endeavor would be as we move forward into the rest of the season. The second one I am drawing your attention to is the IIT medical tuitions piece. If you recall, we integrated the Science Parivar, which is a reasonably well-known science tuitions brand in Bombay. This is founded by very senior professors who are part of the original Agarwal team. That integration has gone reasonably well, better than we had anticipated or as well as we wanted. And that one is showing some growth. So there is 100% growth in volumes and an 83% growth in billings on a Q-on-Q basis. Civils, the 554 last year also had a carry forward when we acquired the E10. So that needs to be netted out. And if that is netted out, about 175 kids, E10 in itself has not shown growth, but the centralized delivery model, which includes E10 civils, E10 CA, and also what we are delivering as now centralized delivery for MBA, law, GATE, if we take all the products that are now being delivered as a centralized model, that has shown volume growth. We hope to be able to break even or contribute operating margins in this financial year, which was a minus 4 crore operating loss last year, if you recall. I'm now moving to the next slide and see if there's anything that I've missed out on. Okay, on the bottom part of this slide, key highlights business as usual. The ones on top I have covered. On the bottom, if you recall, we also have Access Publishing, which is a civil services focused publishing part under GKP that has shown a very healthy growth. And we are now trying to see how we can cross leverage our publishing programs with the test prep programs in civil services over the coming couple of quarters in this season. The GATE and the vacancies one have been a little sluggish because the vacancies are linked to banking and other government exam vacancies. When they are announced, we get a rush. Some of those programs have not happened still this year, but we hope that, you know, given that the elections are going to be there early next year, the September December period we might see a few more government vacancies opening up, including banks and public sectors and so on. that's the summary, quick one of the consumer business. I'll pause, request Nikhil to come and take the enterprise business update.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm now on the slide, which is slide number 15, which basically says enterprise operating metrics. So if you broadly look at it, this business has shown a growth of about 25% in terms of revenues. Corporate business has grown in this quarter at around 20%, and the institutional business on a very small base has shown a growth of about 100%. Obviously, that's going to get moderated as we proceed because Q1 is usually the most lean quarter for this business, and even a small increment of business in this quarter results in a reasonably large percentage growth. If you look at some of the key operating matrices in the corporate business, you will see that there has been a significant growth in the domestic business. The number of clients has increased from about 42 to 45 in this apple-to-apple mapping of client numbers. So the per yield from each customer has improved slightly in this quarter, banked by slightly more deeper engagement with some of the larger corporates. On the institutional front, you see that while there has been a decline in the number of clients from 20 to 12, I don't think that's only because some of those cases, either the billing happened in the March quarter or in some cases the billing moved to the July, August, September quarter. I think by the time we end quarter two, we will show a net growth in the client base, and there will be a matching revenue increment which will get reflected. In the research business, we have of late seen significantly positive traction with a large number of new clients getting signed up in Q1. Besides the renewals of the three previous clients, though you may see a slight dip in the revenue, that is predominantly because of the new seasonal billing for most of the research customers starting in July rather than being done in Q1. I think this will get corrected as we move to Q2 and Q3. That's the broad summary on the enterprise business. Now, if you have any questions on either the consumer business or the enterprise business, we are happy to take.
Thank you, sir. Should we open it for Q&A now?
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset mode while asking your question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who would like to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask a question.
Wait for a minute.
Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Manju Bhashni from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Hi, Manju. Good evening.
Yeah. Very good set of numbers, sir, after a very muted last year that we went through. Encouraging start of the year this time around. You talked about how you would have liked the billing also to have increased in your test prep and how the online mix is causing this sort of overall decline in the pricing front. But otherwise, on the volume side, around 10% odd number that you saw. Is it something specific only to the MBA part of the test prep, or are you seeing this across the board, across all the lines?
This is very specific to MBA, Manju. Satya here.
Yeah, okay.
Very specific to MBA. And what we are trying to do is to stay very cued in and stay in step with the customer preferences. And there are some of those shifts that happens gently. But yeah, answering your question, this is observation was very specific to MBA. And as you also know, in MBA, our task is to also improve our relative market share, and there are markets where for classroom numbers to grow, there's some very conscious price choices that our businesses are making, and we are kind of supporting that to improve the relative market share. Yes, all observations specific to MBA in this regard.
Sure. And what would be the share of MBA related services within test prep currently? Is that has that come off over the last 2 years?
As a percentage, that would have dipped slightly because especially in this quarter it has dipped. Though absolute volume billing have both increased in the last 2 years, but in this quarter, if you see, there is a significant jump in the billing of IIT Medical and also Law. So as a relative percentage of the total billing, you will probably see a dip, but that's also slightly seasonal because Q1 is one of the biggest quarters for all undergraduate program enrollments, which are Law and IIT Medical and the tuition segment. So I think yes, in absolute terms, the relative percentage of MBA will probably show a slight dip, but in absolute terms, the total gross billing of MBA continues to increase over the last 2 years.
Can you run me through the current mix of the service within the test prep, how each of these streams are currently contributing in terms of sales?
So if you look at in Q1 FY19, the total billing was about 81 CR, of which MBA accounted for about 23, Law 29, IIT Medical, tuitions about 14, GATE about 4.3 and others about 10 crores. So if you look at the presentation, we have given the breakup of how things have moved from Q1 to quarter to quarter. So since there is a significant 27% increase in billing in Q1 from 63.7 to 81, while MBA in absolute terms has increased, as a percentage it would have shrunk because the denominator has increased, driven more aggressively by increase in billing of Law and Engineering.
Okay. Oh, that's good. And another thing was the 22% odd YOY growth that we are seeing in this segment for the test prep this time around. How sustainable is this? You talked about how IIT Medical and all will have a Q1 seasonally strong one, which we have benefited, I'm assuming. Going ahead, what are the segments you think will contribute, and what should we assume from our expectations perspective? What is the level of growth that you think you can achieve there?
Manju, this is Satya here.
Yes, sir.
So answering to your question, Manju, see, there is a potential in each of these segments for us to do well for a considerable period of time into the future.
However, I'm extremely mindful of our last four quarters as well. So I would just want to kind of, you know, put our heads down and meet every quarter and then give some numbers and let the numbers talk. You're far too seasoned than I am in kind of do the modeling.
Okay, okay. No, the reason I am trying to understand this is, this is by far the largest contributor both from the sales perspective and the EBIT perspective. And here is where we may have some visibility based on our historical past and some sort of visibility on the new enrollments, what is possible and the competitive scenario. I'm sure you are the best person who can tell us what's happening on the ground. Are we losing market share in any of these sub-segments to someone out there who may be again a regional competitor in some of these?
Is your question specific to MBA, Manju?
No, not just to MBA, sir. It is for the entire test prep.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you know, this particular question will have to be answered segment by segment. Because, for example, in MBA, it's largely two national brands and in each city, three or four local brands kind of a play. So there the task for us is to increase the relative market share by squeezing out the smaller guys or by taking it from the market leader, or where we are the market leader to squeeze out the other people. So there are half a dozen markets where we are the leader, half a dozen markets where another brand is the leader. Okay. Whereas if I look at the tuitions, the ITJ in medical, we are the upstarts. We are the smallest in the market. So there is a huge amount of runway that's available. Same is the case in GATE, IAS, as well as CA. So in all of them, I think it's a lot about our execution and not as much the market opportunity. So my own view is we need to stay very sharply focused on execution by doing stuff that is efficient in terms of customer acquisitions and that improves our EBITDA as we move forward, which will happen if we execute our centralized delivery strategy very well, because instead of giving 75% to our partners, we will be then giving only 42%. Because we take care of the delivery. Some of these are pivots that are happening, but each segment has its key challenge or key task, which we are focused on in different geographies and different products.
Okay. And we had some plans of some acquisitions as well here, especially I think in the GATE part is where you were looking to acquire one of the players therein. Any progress there, sir? I mean, you think growth in the test prep across all segments from an organic perspective itself is possible, or how will you look at inorganics at this point of time, inorganic acquisitions? Would they be looked at from the growth perspective or addition of other sub-segments here, or what are our thoughts here on acquisitions at this point in time?
So just to refresh your memory, Manju, if you recall, we acquired 51% in IceGate to enter the GATE segment towards, you know, December, Jan last. Okay. IceGate is the fastest growing GATE brand in the country. They are still present only in about 10 locations, and there we will, over a period of time, we'll move up from 51% to own it entirely the way we did with Achendre in the previous 18 months. And as we speak, IceGate is focused on growing the geographies and also trying to move into the centralized delivery model, where the delivery happens the way our Eaton delivery happens for civil services and CA. So, yeah, we already have a foothold. This year we would have about 10,000 students in GATE through IceGATE. The idea is, can that grow at a healthy clip for the next 8 quarters and try to become a significant national player by leveraging CL's reach.
Okay. And another thing was we had an expectation of reduction in the operating losses that can come through by utilizing the same centers for delivering multiple courses and how
yes.
the online part can change the way of
yes.
delivery and hence cost reduction.
Yes.
These were some of the things that were planned, especially from the E10 perspective
yes.
there.
Yes, yes.
And I recall in the call also you talked about some 4 crore operating loss that E10 had booked thereabouts.
Yes.
Some progress there, what's been happening?
Yes, yes. Lot of progress there, Manju, in terms of actions, activities, from reducing costs, improving efficiencies. We hope to see those numbers continue to reflect in a visible way as we do the second and third and fourth quarters. Yeah. The utilization of classrooms, faculty, technology, bandwidth, a lot of those rationalizations and cross-leveraging have happened in the last 3 to 5 months. Those will reflect as we move forward, provided we also keep growing the top lines, it should look in a visible way.
Okay. So are they, what is the current loss number, sir, from these entities?
Current loss numbers?
Operating level, are they already break-even or?
ICET is profitable and we hope that even this year will be a break-even. Okay, so from a minus 4 crore, which was the case last year, we will reach a break-even situation this year.
Okay, great.
The way we are also looking, Manju, just to kind of put it in perspective, you know, the acquisition of E10 also signaled to us acquisition of a new methodology of delivery called, which we call a centralized delivery.
Hmm.
Which we hope to also make happen for other core products of CL. So as we move forward, we will kind of get to a point where we will start also talking about localized delivery and centralized delivery, whether it is the E10 products, CA and IAS, or have we kind of migrated that practice into GATE and MBA and law and RBI, etc. So, as I mentioned as part of my presentation, that metric is last year we had centralized delivery numbers of about 1450 or 1500 across all products put together, including E10. Can we grow that to about 3000 is the task that I have as a business lead in Test Prep.
So this 15, which means 1500 people were addressed through a centralized delivery system last year.
Yes,
this can increase, you are looking to double it up in this year.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
From the cost perspective, some ballpark numbers here, sir. How will your cost get reduced vis-a-vis online, the on-premise classroom versus the centralized delivery mode? What could be on a per person basis, some numbers if you can share there?
Manju, one point that Nikhil made, I will just reiterate, saying that last time E10 did about minus 4.
Mm-hmm.
This time that won't be there. The rest of it, I am almost in my head seeing it as efficiencies across various businesses. And maybe if I need to kind of quantify that, in my own head, I'm saying let me kind of grapple with that over the next 2 quarters to be able to see it visible in numbers, and not say it. You know, I'm still reeling under the last year's numbers. So let the numbers talk for me, Manju.
Sure.
But if there's any bad news, I will let you know much in advance than the good news.
Definitely. So here the rentals and the employee costs, that's what gets shared, right?
Yes, rentals, employees, technology, bandwidth, Manju, the number of centers that will now carry more products than just 2, so productivity arguably as a number for every center, academic delivery cost, because one faculty who is a very high quality faculty, He's teaching, let's say, about 150 students spread across 20 locations in a off-peak hour, wherein in Vijayawada a batch of 6 students of GATE are sitting, which otherwise would not have been viable in the earlier model. It becomes viable in this model. Okay, so it's an interplay of 3-4 things, but we need to kind of gather enough number of cities and students for this to look that we have cracked the problem.
Got it. Okay. So on the balance sheet part, can you update us on what's happening on that sale of K-12? How far are we there? What is the progress that we have made there? And on the debtors part, I have as of March 18 the debtors number that were shared, which is, I think, if I'm not wrong, it is somewhere in the 115 odd crores for full year F18. Anything that we managed to collect in this quarter, some updates on the balance sheet front will help.
See, while the K-12 deal with Serestra isn't likely to fructify, and now we are in detailed discussion with a couple of alternate players, I think we have progressed a bit in that. We will update once we reach some kind of a deal and conclusion on that at an appropriate stage. So, well, factually speaking, on the K-12, nothing has happened. There are a couple of discussions which are work in progress. On the debtors, especially the government debtors, in Q1, no realizations came in. We expect something to happen in the coming quarter. So if you realistically ask me, there was no significant movement on the balance sheet front in the last, from the March quarter to the June quarter.
Okay. Sure, sir. Yeah, wish you all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Satya Narayanan for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining. Look forward to keeping you updated, and hope to see CL progress down the path that we have been sharing is our way forward over the last few quarters. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you investing your time and coming and hearing our progress report. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of CL Educate Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.